Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. What does it mean to be uncommon? Tell me if you want your life to be marked by these words. Remarkable, extraordinary, exceptional, singular, significant, special, unearthly, mind-boggling, because that's what we're called to. And remember my early years of marriage, I was sitting at the laundromat because our wretched dryer had broken for the thousandth time, had enough coins together where I could dry my loads of laundry. And I was sick. I was insecure. I had no victory. I mean, I was running hard after God, but it's just like I still cared what people thought. I was afraid of my shadow, afraid something worse was going to happen to me. And I remember sitting on the bench in the laundromat, and I had the Bible open, and I'd read this passage so many times before. You know how that goes, where you read something and it jumps off the page. John 13:3. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, that he'd come from God and he would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, and he wrapped a towel around his waist. Now stop right there. Jesus knew that he'd come from God and would return to God. He knew that his identity was not up for grabs, was not changeable with popular opinion, even though he would live and die a brutal death for us, and many would never even recognize who he was. It still didn't diminish his value. He knew who he was, why he came. He knew where he'd come from. He knew where he's going. So in his knowing, the King of the universe, let's look at the next verse, got up from the table, took off his robe, and wrapped a towel around his waist. Now, to put this in context, in those biblical times, you know who would wash the feet of the guests? It was the lowliest slave. So the lowest level slave would get up and wash the grime off of the toes and the feet of the guests at the table. But if there was no lowly slave available, then it would be the most humble guest. So now go back to that picture of the disciples sitting around the table, and there's no lowly slave available. And they're all looking at each other going, "You're going to get up? I'm not getting up." And imagine the jolt in their spirit when their king got up and then he bowed down. He put a servant's towel around his waist and he began to wash their feet. And he did this knowing that his friends would abandon him that very night. Isn't that amazing? His identity was not up for grabs. So the King of the universe could do what the lowliest slave would have done. One of the things I realized while sitting in the laundromat that day is that if I really understand that I was God's idea, that you are God's idea, you came from him. And if you are in Christ, you're going to return to him someday. So your identity is not up for grabs. It is not changeable with popular opinion. And so whatever season you're in does not define you. You can, in fact, bring dignity to the very season that you're walking through. Even if it's bankruptcy, if it's sickness, even if you've been rejected by your spouse, you can bring dignity there with the way that you handle it and the way that you hold on to your identity. Remember, the cross was a place of utter scorn and shame, and that's where criminals were publicly humiliated and tortured for their crime. And Jesus went there and won the victory there. He brought dignity to the cross in such a way that they mark our churches and we wear crosses around our neck. And he modeled something so powerful for us, and that our identity is never up for grabs. Christ in us is our hope of glory.